Here we go, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with Ajax CEO Edwin van der Sar. He's penned a classy open letter to Manchester United fans asking them to look after new midfielder Donny van der Beek. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's men have made the 23-year-old their first signing of the summer in a £34.1 million deal that could rise to £38.5. Van der Beek played an important role in Ajax's thrilling run to last year's Champions League semi-finals, signed a five-year deal at Old Trafford with the option of a further season. Van der Beek came through the ranks at Ajax and has gone on to establish himself in the Netherlands national team. He will head to Manchester after the upcoming Nations League doubleheader with Poland and Italy. Van der Sar, who established himself as a Manchester United legend during his stay at Old Trafford, has now asked the club to wish him well, to take him under their wing. And of course, he insists that it's a fantastic place for him to learn to move to the next level. Into other news, with potential signings, Manchester United are now in prime position to sign Real Madrid left-back Sergio Reguilón this summer. The 23-year-old spent last season on loan at Sevilla, enjoyed a thoroughly impressive campaign, made 38 appearances in all competitions, scoring 3 goals. He's returned to Real Madrid, but manager Zinedine Zidane is reportedly unconvinced by him and is happy to let him go this summer. Napoli, Juventus, Tottenham have all been linked, as were Chelsea before they signed Ben Chilwell from Leicester. Into other news, Manchester City ace Dean Henderson will reportedly look for another loan move should he not be able to push David De Gea out of the first choice goalkeeper spot. Henderson has signed a new long-term contract at Old Trafford, and reports claim that in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's plan, he's hoping to let them two fight it out. Henderson has had this to say though, 100% the aim is for me to play in football next season. I don't think I want to be not playing, coming off a good season with momentum. It wouldn't be clever for me to sit around and not play football. I don't think it will help any party at all. And finally, into transfer news with Chris Smalling, and Roma have reportedly made significant progress in their bid to try and sign the defender before the end of the transfer window. That's all in for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.